Oren B.
Andy G. How's it going?
I'm all right, mate.
Having a good one?
Why are you sitting there with such wide eyes?
Oh, freaking, you know how it is. Just tired. Friday nights.
Yeah. I thought you were wired for a minute.
On something. I don't know what it is. But, yeah.
Well, I think we're both quietly on something tonight because we decided to record on a Friday. Well, it's just the only night really that works for both of us to record. But I'm alternating between a Tightlines Pale Ale and a Max Three Wolves Pale Ale. So it's a pale ale kind of night in this household tonight.
Yeah. I'm drinking pale ale, but it's old school Tui Pale Ale.
Oh, well. Yeah, was it the India Pale Ale, eh?
Yeah, it's the old, you know, it's been around for donkey's years.
Yeah, Tui was my go-to for years, the absolute years before I really moved on to different things. But
yeah, it's not bad, eh? It's just a good sort of refreshing beer.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not too bad on the head either when you wake up the next day.
Yeah, I've, some of those other beers, eh, that are like export ones, they give you a shocking headache in the morning, but
yeah,
you know, Tui doesn't seem to.
But that's the thing, though. You only know that because you have to practice. You have to try.
Yeah. I'm like well practiced at waking up with a headache.
Never learn, though, eh? Anyway, welcome into the episode's latest stats. Here we go. I always get a nice little monthly digest from our podcast hosts. It says the latest stats show another 37% increase in listeners over the last month, which is nice. America still takes the number one spot for listenership, and 5 p.m. Friday now is currently the most popular time to listen, which tells me that potentially people are tuning in after work or when they get home. I mean, who works till 5 p.m. on a Friday? and chilling back with a few beers listening to Tradio. That's what it seems like to me, if 5 p.m. Friday is the most popular time to listen.
Yep. Nah, probably cruising home in the car, crank up a bit of Tradio, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Can't go wrong.
No, you can't, exactly. What I haven't done, though, is I could possibly expand on that as we speak, actually, and just quickly go in and have a look at specific states in America to see who the biggest listening state is, because I'd actually be very intrigued to have a look at that myself, because I haven't actually looked at that for a while now.
Deep South. I love the accent.
Oh, there we go. That's interesting. This month so far, in April, in America only, we've got equal numbers of listeners in Illinois and Kentucky.
Yeah,
which is just
I wonder why. I wonder how they stumbled across it.
I don't know. If you are a listener to this podcast, well, obviously, if you're listening, you are. Just let us know. We've got a Tradio Facebook page. You can also get hold of us at tradiochat@gmail.com. Just flick us a message and just tell us how you found us.
Yeah. How'd you come across us? It must be like the tradie states. Maybe they're the states that are full of tradies.
Oh, there you go. Like Illinois. As the state, see, I haven't looked at these stats for maybe 10, 15 episodes, maybe more.
Yeah.
So this is, the USA. So the USA is the top country that listens to us. Quick breakdown, right? Here we go.
Yeah.
Starting from the top, going down to the states that listen to us the least. Illinois, right at the top, with 38.56% of our listeners in America. Mm-hmm. Then it's California, Virginia, Oregon, Missouri, Florida, Colorado, Indiana, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Texas, Washington, District of Columbia, Michigan, North Carolina, New Jersey, Tennessee, Delaware, Nevada, and there's also a few under the unknown category. So I'm not sure how that works, but
I'd love to know how these people stumbled across it, eh?
I know. It's just crazy. This is, like I said, it's the first time I've looked at our statistics in a long, long time. And I don't recall those particular states ever featuring when I did this last run through.
Yeah, there's been a bit of an uptake, eh?
Yeah, amazing.
A few extras listening.
Just insane. And yeah, it's just, I love it, and I'm very appreciative to everyone that actually
Some people are getting into it, though, eh? Like, there's a guy at an engineering place in Hamilton that I deal with, and he listened to Tradio a while ago, and he sort of, when I had sort of mentioned it to him, and now that he's listening, he's like hooked. He goes, oh, when are you in? Well, last time I saw him, when are you and Andy doing the next episode?
Yeah.
He's like really into it.
Yeah, that's great. And I appreciate everyone that listens. But as I said, we've got a Facebook page, which I honestly don't do a lot with. So we do need to, I do need to liven it up a little bit. Just search for Tradio on Facebook. And you can also email us, tradiochat@gmail.com. Anyway, yeah, so there you go. There's a few stats just to kick us off, which is quite neat to see, because I didn't think to break it down like that until we started. But anyway, there you go. Thanks, America, for listening. Or thanks to everyone.
Thanks, Kane, for listening. He's the guy at the engineering place.
Oh, very good. Cheers, Kane. Currently on leave at the moment, so I'm enjoying a bit of time off, which is nice.
Sweet. Mm. Yeah, you just got your block weeks, have you? Got your weeks off.
Yeah, so in my line of work, it's rostered leave. Someone said to me the other day, so is it basically forced leave? It's like, it's not quite forced. I think that's a bit of a tough word for it. It's not like my bosses go, get out of here, you bastard.
Yeah, yeah. It's like compulsory.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of compulsory sort of ish.
Yeah, it's been very chill, to be fair, because the kids are still at school. And just as I go back to work, that's when the school holidays start. So it hasn't really matched up with the school holidays very well, but that's just the nature of the game.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I mean, seeing lots of the kids, so that's the main thing. I mean, they're looking forward to the holidays. Yeah. And it's been the first term for my daughter at high school. Same with yours, I think. So they'll be looking forward to a bit of a break. Well, it was actually a parent-teacher interview night a couple of nights ago. I didn't go to it because I had the toddler, but my wife went. And even though my oldest, Ashlyn, is a little bit of a dark horse, and sometimes you just got to keep an eye on her and make sure she's doing okay, she is doing really well. She is nailing.
Oh, that's good.
She's nailing maths, which is, it's unheard of because, she's never shown an interest in it, right? And she's someone that if she's interested in something, she'll do really well at it.
Yeah.
Or if she likes the teacher, she'll do really well at it.
But yeah, it's a big part of it, eh?
Yeah, I think so.
Kids don't like, think, oh, I don't like that class because I don't like my teacher, so they don't really do that well.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if they really like their teacher, they tend to knuckle down and probably get on with it a bit more.
Absolutely.
Eh?
And I think that's the way it is. So anyway, in a nutshell, she's doing well at high school and I'm stoked. What about your girl? Is she enjoying high school first term?
Yeah, loving it. Yep. She's had, touch wood, she's had 100% attendance too, which is good.
Nice.
She's doing really well. Yeah, she's taken on everything she can possibly get her hands on. So she's doing like dance, drama stuff there and music. And she's the head of the student council for her age group or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I reckon she'll be the head girl one day.
Just like a mum. She'll follow in her mum's footsteps. It won't be my footsteps. I was the one who was getting in trouble all the time, nearly getting kicked out of school.
You were the one in detention.
Yeah.
Funny you say that she's at 100%. Attendance. I mentioned in the last podcast my daughter's been sick and injured, a mixture of COVID and sprains, and she's probably had 60% attendance this year.
It can only get better.
It's getting better. All right, let's get into it anyway. This is another episode of Tradio 2345, down the tools and sink some beers. Thought I'd change it up a little bit.
Tradio guy, a radio guy. Two best mates chatting on the fly. We're musos, we're dads, we're completely the same. We yarn about anything, it's all fair game. One hits nails, and one nails hits. We'll review good beers, and just shoot the sh. We're R&B, and Andy G. And this is Tradio, Tradio.
Episode 62. I realise we're tracking a little bit slower than we normally would, but just in the last few months, it's been pretty difficult for us to sort of match up available days. But you appreciate people sticking with us, even though at the moment we're only putting one episode out a month.
Yeah, well, you've been away for work, and I've been away for work. I'm going away again on Monday night for work. I've got a night away for. And it's going to become more and more regular, I think, by the looks of things. So,
yeah. Well, if you happen to travel away for work and we've got a podcast night, take your mic with you, do it from the hotel.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do. I was going to do that last time, but I can't remember why it didn't work out.
Neither can I.
Something didn't line up.
Yeah. Anyway, 30 years today since we lost Kurt Cobain.
I heard that on the radio today.
5th of April.
And is it true, like, I don't know whether I heard this correctly, is it true that it was the lead singer of the Stone Temple Pilots or one of those other bands like that? He died about the same time or something? Or did he die at the same age?
Scott Weiland, he was the lead singer of the Stone Temple Pilots. He died on the 3rd of December 2015, so... Unless you heard a different stat or a different lead singer...
Oh, might have been, what's that bloody band called? They sing the song Nutshell. Oh, Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, it's interesting because that song Nutshell was released in 1994, the same year that Kurt Cobain died.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they died similar time, maybe.
There's something in your mind going on which sort of correlates with that date for some reason. We shall find out.
On the radio today is something bloody weird. Anyway, yeah, they played quite a bit of Nirvana on the radio today. Eh? They played Smells Like Teens. Oh, not, what's that album called? Nevermind. They played it the whole thing through between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock on the, I think it was The Rock or Hierarchy.
Hierarchy did it, yeah.
Yeah.
They did it for 12 o'clock rock, didn't they? Which was a nice wee nod to Kurt Cobain. I was introduced to Kurt Cobain by an old school friend of mine, actually. I was in high school at the time. What year was I in? Year 9, year 10? Maybe? No, maybe I was in year 8. Anyway, I was introduced to Nirvana by a friend of mine who actually looked like Kurt Cobain. He'd grown his hair long and everything like that, and he did drugs and smoked a lot even at that age at high school. And he was fully into it, and he was great on the guitar. He could play a lot of Nirvana songs, but he used to light a candle on the anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death. That's one thing I remember, so I'm sure he still does it. I'm mates with him on Facebook, and we do talk occasionally, and last time I checked was about 5 years ago, and he still lit candles on the anniversary.
There might be one burning now.
I would say so.
There was a guy, did you see that, a competition on the radio to win a vinyl of Nevermind? And the guy that won, his name was Kurt.
Was it?
Yeah, the guy that won it, they rung him up his name was Kurt. So they said, "Oh, that's appropriate for the day." You know?
Imagine if his last name was Coburn, Kurt Coburn.
Yeah, Kurt Coburn.
I learned something new about myself this week, Oren.
Yeah, is it gross?
No, it's not gross, but it's the most random thing. So I'm 42. I'm turning 43 this July, not long after you. You turn 44 this year, don't you?
Yeah, mate, 44.
Yeah.
44. So, jeez, getting old.
More to the point. I found out randomly that my pointer fingers are two different lengths.
Mine are too, only because I crushed one of them.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I'm wondering, and I sort of deducted that when I was in the Scouts many, many years ago in the 90s, I was playing indoor soccer with some of my Scout mates. And I was in goal, and next to me was a big, solid pine wooden cupboard. And I went to throw the ball in a swinging motion across me, and I followed through and punched this cupboard. And so I broke my knuckle, I remember that, and that might be why. But it's hard to show you on the camera. But
of course, you're stumpy from now on.
No, right? I don't know if you can see it that well. I don't want to touch my mic, but if you look at the top of my middle finger, so my middle fingers are currently even. You see how this little finger here is higher than the other one?
This little finger went to market.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you see the difference?
Yeah, it's a little bit longer.
Yeah.
It's the same as mine. Mine's this one's longer than this one.
Yeah. Oh shit.
That one got squished. That one got squished in the machine years ago when I was an apprentice. Yeah, squished it, broke the end of it, and flattened it out. So it never grew. It sort of grew elongated. You know, it's actually been a blessing in disguise because it makes it easier to get to certain chords on the guitar. It's like a thinner finger on the end, so it gets to the string better.
Yeah.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
That is brilliant. In fact, we've got so much in common now that we both our pointer fingers, one's longer than the other. That's another thing we've got in common. I think for the next episode, what we should do is build a list of all the things that you and I actually have in common because it's just fucking scary. Was actually playing my guitar today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been playing it a little bit lately, and I've noticed, and I'm going to blow my own trumpet, that I'm getting a bit better at my chords and switching between.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to actually, songs are starting to make sense on the guitar. I mean, I'm not amazing at it. You know that. I mean, you're pretty fucking good at it, but I'm not. And this random page kept popping up on my Facebook feed and it just keeps popping up songs with all the chords above the words.
Oh, yeah.
So I just save them every now and again. I've just started working through heaps of them and swear it's helped my guitar playing. So yeah, anyway, talking of guitar.
And I was actually playing mine just before we started the podcast.
Yeah.
I was learning a new song. Have you heard of Sister Hazel?
I have.
Yeah, that All For You song. Yeah,
that's the only song I know by them.
Yeah, that one. I was learning it on the guitar before. It's actually really easy to play. Yeah, it's a cool song too.
Well, it's ironic actually because my chord hand is the one with the longer pointer finger. We're the same.
Maybe it's destiny. That's just how destiny works. I shall bless you with long fingers. For playing the guitar and other things.
Yeah. So you remember in the last episode where I played you this clip of this guy who was asking his Siri to change his nickname?
No, that's right.
Yeah, he was like, I'll play the clip again just to remind you how it all went, because what I've done is I've tried to see if it works on Google Assistant as well. So have a listen.
Siri, change my nickname.
Okay, what would you like me to call you?
Hey,
from now on, I'll call you. Okay.
That's still funny.
Because obviously Siri, that's an Apple thing, right? So I tried, because we've both got the same Samsung cell phone. That's something else we have in common. We've got exactly the same model randomly. But I thought, would Google Assistant do the same if I asked Google Assistant if she could change my nickname as well? And I tried it earlier. Have a listen to this. This is something I prepared earlier. Change my nickname.
Okay, what should I call you?
A.
You'd like me to call you by the name AAH. Is that right?
No, that's not right.
Okay, what should I call you?
Anything you like.
You'd like me to call you by the name thing you like. Is that right?
No.
All right. You can always change your name in assistant settings.
That's what I tried to do. So that was a fail. All of those A's and H's, and she's like, AAH. No. So Google Assistant is shit. Get yourself an iPhone.
Get yourself an iPhone. Yep.
Here's something else that I think is completely fucked as Lotto. And I think we've had this conversation in the past that Lotto
you didn't say that. Someone in Thames the other night, won $1 million.
And it was at that Martina Foursquare, the same one that someone won like 38 mil many years ago, eh?
Yeah, and someone also won 18 grand from the same bloody shop. So I wonder if it was the same person on strike.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. The first thing my wife said to me was, because she saw me reading the story and the headline was, you know, millionaire in Thames. And the first thing she said to me was, wonder if it was Oren. And I said, there's so many more people in Thames. I mean, it could have been Oren, but there's so many other people there. She goes, well, that's who comes to mind when I think of Thames. So, did you win a million?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Did you win a million, Oren?
No, I didn't even get a ticket.
But this is it, though.
You've got to be in it to win it, and I wasn't in it.
You have to be, yeah. And I played it for the first time this year last week, so when it was like 17 million, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it's fucked because I was watching all my numbers, because I play the same numbers, which I've done for years and years and years, and I've done okay from it. Like, I haven't broken even, but I've done okay, right? It's the tax for the dumbasses, but I watched it come out on, because I do it on my Lotto app, and four numbers came up on one line, and I won $31.
Woohoo! That almost paid for your ticket.
It did, because my ticket cost 28, so I certainly broke or made more there. But the thing is, though, for four numbers, you get $31, but if you get six numbers, you win a million. That's
weird, eh?
It's fucked. I think the divisions need to be so much more evenly spread, because if I got four numbers, I'd love a bit more than 31, please.
You're like, you've got to be like $500 for that or something, eh? You'd be like, sweet. It's actually worthwhile.
Mm. I think it could have been if the Powerball had come out against those four numbers, then it would have been a different story. But still, you know, $31 for four numbers. I mean, I'm pretty much two-thirds of the way there.
Well, the start of last year, I got, I think it was four numbers in the bonus number. Right. So it's like five numbers on one line. I thought, yeah, it's going to be a big thing. And it was like $400 or something.
Oh, yeah, it's all right.
It's all right, but it was like.
Yeah. You think five numbers. Because apparently the bonus.
Like you say, you get one more number and you get way more money, you know?
Because the bonus is like is not as powerful as getting five standard numbers, eh? I think the bonus drops it a little bit.
To be honest, I've played Lotto now for probably 20-odd years, and I still don't know the rules, so I can't answer that.
But that's the thing. I mean, yeah, Lotto winners seem to be a lot closer to you than me, to be fair.
Oh, it must be just Thames, eh? It's just a lucky little town.
It is. It is. I know you got a mate somewhere in the peninsula who's won big too.
Yeah, guy I went to school with. Yeah, that's right. He won plenty.
He won plenty.
Yeah. But yeah, Lotto hasn't really come up trumps for me, but yet I still buy tickets.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'm still a sucker. Maybe you always go when you buy it, maybe this week's my week.
Yeah.
And you get, no, it's not.
Yeah. And there's like 3.5 million other people saying the same thing.
Yeah, that's right. It's a lot of competition.
Yeah, but that's it when you think about it, right? You get maybe 2.5, 3 million people play Lotto every week. Let's just use that as a ballpark, right? I don't know if that's official. And if nobody wins, there you got 2.5 to 3 million different combinations potentially.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of combinations.
That aside, there's still many, many, many millions of combinations that nobody's guessed yet.
That's right.
God, luck of the draw. Radio.
I went for a mountain bike after work because the car had to go in for a service today. And I didn't have a lucky day. I put the car in there, put it in for a service, went for a mountain bike, put my sunglasses in my pocket because I thought, oh, I don't need them going through the bush. It was a bit dark. And got back to the car after, and the freaking sunglasses are gone. They fell out of my pocket. Oh, so I don't know where they went.
Oh, like, no.
Damn it.
Bugger. Yeah. Were they good sunnies?
Yeah, they were all my good ones. Right. So.
Oh, didn't you have a pair of dirty dogs, didn't you?
Yeah, but they were just the bloody average price dirty dogs, but they were still the only good pair I had. So, damn it, now I have to go and get another pair of glasses.
Yeah, but I don't care about the price of sunglasses. If they're a cheap pair and I lose them, I get very fucked off.
Yeah. Sunglasses are the worst thing to damage or lose, eh? You always get really frustrated.
There's nothing worse than getting a scratch right in your eyes, you know, right in your line of vision on your sunglasses because you're just forever cleaning them, hoping to get rid of it, but it's not going anywhere. But I sort of downgraded how much I spend on sunglasses over the years because I used to be a dirty dog wearer. And, you know, dirty dogs are not cheap sunglasses, but then I've just started buying them from petrol stations for like $25. You know, that's they're pretty
job, eh?
Good sunnies, yeah.
Well, the ones that I used to buy the expensive dirty dogs, which was like $120 or something, eh?
Mm.
And now they've got another range that they have as well, which is like half that, so it's like $60. So those are the ones I like to look at, a bit cheaper.
Yeah, but you still, I think, sunglasses are worth investing in, though.
If you get good ones, you got to protect your eyeballs somehow.
Yeah.
I came here for the comments.
Oh, here we go.
So it's a question that I randomly find asked on a social media site, if you like, and have a look at some of the funny answers that question gets, and I think it's worth sharing on this podcast. And the question is, what eventually disappeared and no one noticed? Now, this one's not so much funny, but it's more conversational, to be fair, because there's a lot of things that, you know, we'd be used to seeing, but suddenly you think, actually, no, I haven't seen that in a long time. So what eventually disappeared and no one noticed? And here's some of the answers. Is 3D TVs.
Oh, is it the curved ones?
Well, that's one of them. There's also those ones that used to shine the blue light out of the back, which would give TV more of a 3D look, but you just don't see them anymore. So I'm not sure what happened. Even rear projection TVs, we didn't notice them disappear.
Yeah, they're a thing of the past now, eh?
Yeah. Toys in cereal boxes.
Choking hazard.
Oh, fucking PC Brigade, hello.
I know.
If it doesn't look like the cereal, don't eat it.
Don't drink the battery acid.
That's right. That's written on batteries, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
The 9 to 5 work day. It's, you know, now more like 8 till 6 or longer.
Yeah. Yep, I know how that feels.
Yeah. This one, Ronald McDonald. And
creepy
on that,
clown.
Yeah, the creepy clown. And on that, though, you know, what eventually disappeared and no one noticed is that McDonald's used to look fun. But these days, it's all corporate and grey.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking horrible now. You go in there and they've got, like, you know, it was like, since when did I start working here? You know, I've got to take my own freaking order and put it in the machine. And
that's
all
right.
That is to just lay people off.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, I remember the days where my parents would say, oh, we're going to have your birthday party. We'll have it at McDonald's. And you used to go absolutely mad as a kid. Yay, we're going to go to McDonald's for my birthday. These days, you tell the kids that you're going to go to McDonald's for your birthday. Like, eh, don't want a birthday this year.
Well, they go, oh, fuck eating that stuff.
Being able to buy software products outright. Now they're all monthly subscriptions.
Yeah, shit, yeah. It's a freaking pain.
You know, we used to be able to just outright buy Word and Excel and all those different products, and these days now you've got to do a monthly subscription for most of them.
Well, that's how they get their new super yachts and buy their islands and stuff.
Well, that's right.
They've got to do it somehow.
Absolutely. And they've realised too that if we're selling our product once, we're never going to be able to resell it again. So
yeah.
Blimps. You never see them anymore. Not that New Zealand had many or any.
The Goodyear blimp.
Yeah. But you just never see or hear about them anymore, eh? Something else that's disappeared and no one noticed. Justin Bieber.
Yep. I like that. That's good.
Grandfather clocks.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I saw one the other day. I was in I was in someone's house and they had a freaking grandfather clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite cool. Yeah, I was like, I could have one of those. But, you know, I'm of that irk, you know, just an annoying grandfather clock in my house would be great.
Bong. Yeah, my grandfather used to have one, ironically. And I used to think it was the best thing since sliced bread. It was just mesmerising to watch.
You got the little clock, the little bird that goes out the front.
No, that one didn't. But because you used to be able to open the front of it, the little glass door on the front.
Yeah.
My grandfather just had this sixth sense, and even though the grandfather clock in his house was out of his sight when he was in the lounge in his favourite chair, he would know when you've opened his grandfather clock, because you'd literally open it and it would go, "Oi, what are you doing?" It was almost like maybe it made a noise that only he could hear.
Yeah, he was used to it.
Tupperware and Avon.
Yeah, Avon, eh? You never hear of that anymore.
My mum used to be an Avon lady. In fact, she used to be a Tupperware lady too. But yeah, where do you get Tupperware from these days? Avon's.
That's Sistema now.
Avon's long gone. Yeah, Sistema's the guy. Avon's long gone. This is my addition as arcade games at the fish and chip shop.
Yeah, I remember those. Those were good old days. They go and play Street Fighter 2.
Yeah. You just go to fish and chip shops these days and there's no arcade games anymore.
Actually, I just thought of one as well. Remember when you were a kid, you used to get those little juice boxes, but they had like chocolate milk and stuff in them. Remember? And do you remember they were called Zap?
Mm.
Do you remember those?
I do remember Zap, yeah.
Yeah, they disappeared, eh? And never saw those again, but I remember always having them at school.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, sweet, get a Zap.
That's right. Yeah, and the 1 cent and 2 cent lollies as well, they kind of just disappeared.
Yeah, we were talking about those the other day, actually. We were like, oh, in the old days, you used to go and get a 10 cent bag or a 25 cent bag, and then you got the 50 cent bag. That was the big bag of lollies.
Yeah, you were the popular one.
I came here for the comments. Radio.
September this year. I don't know if you're into this or not. I don't think we've ever discussed it, but there's a new Beetlejuice movie coming out.
Oh, yeah, I love Beetlejuice.
Oh, mate. And
I'm looking forward to that movie coming out.
They've put some good thought into it too. They've named it Beetlejuice Beetlejuice, which is just
so they can do a third.
Exactly, they're going to have to. They're going to have to. Yeah. But if you remember in the original movie, they did it, but there was a bit of stop motion animation.
Yeah.
There
with the bit in the desert.
Yeah, Michael Keaton, obviously, who plays Beetlejuice, he said that he would only film the second one on the proviso that they don't use any CGI and they actually use stop motion for the second movie.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, very, very similarly made to the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, mate, it's great. There's only one trailer. There's no variation of trailers. So I'm just like, got to see it now because I've watched this trailer.
Because they've got some of the same actors. You know, Winona Ryder's back and she's in it. And
yeah.
So, yeah. Pretty cool.
There's a couple of actors missing, obviously, but there's one particular actor. He was the husband of the weird woman who bought the house in the original movie.
Yep.
In real life, I think he got himself into a bit of trouble for fiddling with his diddle. Allegedly.
So he's not in it.
No. No, he's a bit naughty. Allegedly. Yeah. I'll just throw allegedly in. Allegedly. Fuck, I can't afford a $1 million lawsuit right now.
No.
And we're back in the room, and this, for the benefit of the Tradio listeners, is that sometimes we take a short break, we have an interlude, which we edit out so you don't even know. During that very short interlude, apparently, mate, you jumped on your guitar. I think it's just so easy to get lost in music, isn't it? It's the fun thing about being able to play.
Yeah, I love it, eh? I actually feel a bit lost without it. You know, if I'm busy at work and I want to, you know, just chill out, I come home and just pick the guitar up and have a play, but I haven't been doing enough of it. And like I said earlier, I need to play more, because as soon as I start playing, I'm like, fuck, I love doing this. So much fun, you know?
Because I remember when I lived in Thames, you and I used to get together, and I'm a piano player and still am, and we used to have some great jam sessions, right?
I'll miss them. You have to come back so we can do jam sessions again.
Yeah. Next time I come up, we'll have to find an open mic night or something. But my piano keyboard at the moment, and I paid a fair bit for it about 4 years ago, and when I plug the headphones into the back of it, it's all muddy and yuck.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds really shit, and it's currently with a colleague of mine from the fire brigade who is a high-voltage electrician, and he's got all of the gadgets to test and find out where electrical faults are. He's hooking up all of this high-voltage testing equipment to my little piano keyboard, which has got a tiny little circuit board in it, to try and find out why I'm getting a muddy sound.
It might go poof, and that'll be the end of it.
No, he said he's already hooked it up to have a look, and it's working fine, but he's just doing a few more diagnostic tests on it. So it's going to cost me a six-pack of beer, and hopefully I can get it fixed and I can start playing it again, because I've been without it now for 4 weeks and I'm kind of missing it.
You've still got your drums?
I do still have the drums, yes, and I play them occasionally. What I'm thinking of doing, and this is for further discussion, but talking of our jam sessions, because we have the ability on either end to record ourselves, what I've wanted to do is a collaboration, so I would play the piano and the drums on a specific song, and maybe a bit of guitar, but it'd be good if you could play a guitar bit and do your singing, and we could actually release some kind of music video, if you like, or, you know, a montage of covers, just like we used to do for our jam sessions, but thousand Ks apart.
it'd be good.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. Hey, you're talking about, like, playing separate instruments and recording in that. I heard a story about Dave Grohl the other day because it was to do with Nirvana, we were talking about earlier. When Kurt Cobain died, he felt quite lost, didn't know what to do with himself, so he started writing songs and he ended up playing all the instruments himself and recording it and then releasing these songs and just going around. And actually, he went down to the local record shop and he said, I need 100 blank cassette tapes, you know, so he'd do 100 of them. He made up his own little logo thing to go in them and called it the Foo Fighters. And then he started releasing them that way. And he got a call to actually go and do a proper recording session or something. And they released it. And yeah, that's how he became famous. He did the whole first album by himself. So,
right. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, would the Foo Fighters be if Nirvana was, if Kurt Cobain was still around? You know, without sounding like a complete prick, with Kurt Cobain out of the picture, it has birthed a whole amazing array of music.
Yeah, like when they had the Rock Countdown, was it last year, end of last year, or this year? Must mean last year they had the Rock Countdown.
Yeah,
and they had the like 38% of the music that was on that countdown was something to do with Dave Grohl, either directly or indirectly, whether he was playing the drums or he had written the song for someone or,
He's a pretty incredible
musician.
Nirvana, Foo Fighters, Queens of the Stone Age. I think they featured some of his work with Probot. You're right. It's quite amazing.
Pretty good.
There's in the music world, the degrees of separation between anyone and Dave Grohl is not a lot.
Must be pretty small.
Yeah. I reckon it would be 2 to 3 degrees easily.
Yeah.
That'd be my thought.
He's got a big influence on it.
Oh, shit, yeah. Shit, yeah. Radio. So, yeah, just backtracking there, we're talking about the Beetlejuice movie, which is coming out in September. It's called Beetlejuice, ironically, because it's the second movie. And my kids, actually, talking of ghostly movies, my kids went out with a friend of theirs and they went to the local movies and watched the new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, it's got heaps of the original characters in it, eh?
Yeah, like Peter Venkman awesome. And Ray's back, and it's got the original, I don't know names, the receptionist at Ghostbusters, like, Ghostbusters, what do you want? You know, that woman?
Oh, yeah.
But she's like, she's Memoir on Young Sheldon. So she's back.
Is she?
She's one of the originals, yeah. we got one! She's back. Yeah, so it's great to see some familiar faces. And I mean, I can only go off the trailers, but my kids came back and were absolutely raving about it.
Oh,
I remember as a kid.
Did you see they made another Ghostbusters movie a little while ago?
Yes.
And it was like a woman team, but then right at the end of the movie, all the original Ghostbusters came back.
I never saw that one, actually.
If you see it, it's actually really good. It kind of links into the old ones.
Yeah.
And that must be where they got the idea to make the new one from, because it's, you know, the old Ghostbusters came back to help out the new ones. It was really cool.
But yeah, in some respects, though, I mean, it's good that they brought back the original actors, but in some respects, I don't think you want to bastardize franchises like that.
Now, what's the old fella's name? He's acted in quite a few movies, like Zombieland and stuff.
Are you talking about Bill Murray?
Bill Murray, yeah. He's a legend, though, old Bill Murray.
Well, he's Groundhog Day. There was another great movie.
Yeah, he was a freaking classic.
Bill Murray, actually, he sometimes randomly turns up to people's parties. I don't know how he finds out about them, but he's got this, he's got this cult status over in the USA. Like, Bill Murray is loved by all generations. I don't know how he does it, but he turns up to random parties, like frat parties and just people having parties at home. There's lots, if you Google it, you'll find lots of photos and video footage of him just randomly showing up at people's parties. It's like, oh,
awesome.
There's Bill Murray. Holy crap.
You can just get away with it, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, it's so good. But yeah, no, so that's on my to-do list, actually, is to go and see the new Ghostbusters movie.
Well, see, they just announced today, actually, they're bringing out another Matrix movie as well. Linking into the last one. So I think it's going to be number five, yeah.
I think so. Do they need to?
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting. They're actually talking about that today. They were like, are they going to like stuff it up by doing this one, or are they going to, is it going to be any good?
Yeah, okay. So, well, if it's Keanu Reeves, then it'll be good.
Yeah, but that's what they said. If they bring back, was it Carrie-Anne or whatever, Kelly, what's her name?
I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Is it Carrie-Anne Fisher or whatever her name is? I think it is, something like that. Yeah, Keanu Reeves, they bring the two originals back, then it's probably going to be all right. But if they don't, if they try and make it like it's way in the future and it's new people or something, it might fuck it up a bit.
Keanu Reeves will make it, but I don't know. It's got to be one of the last ones they do. I don't think they should do it again.
no, you can't keep doing it.
The Matrix, though, like the first two Matrix movies, I had to watch like 3 or 4 times to really understand, because when they originally came out, I was so stoned when I watched it. I just fucking make no sense of it whatsoever. Good old days.
Yeah, I remember watching a couple of them and thinking, what the fuck is going on here?
All right, mate, you keen on a dad joke off?
Yeah, why not? Give it a whirl, eh?
Dad jokes are bad jokes, but actually they good jokes because we're dads.
You good to go? Or are you looking?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, you're prepped.
Yeah, well, kind of prepped. I've got a couple here to do.
Oh, lovely. All right, well, I'll kick it off, eh? You'll kick it off for a change.
Yeah, go for your life.
You know how geese fly in a V formation? And you know why one side of the V always looks longer than the other? That really fucks with my OCD. But anyway, it's because there's more birds on that side.
What the fuck? Ah! Talking about birds, I'll go one for you. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
I think I know this one. Go.
Go on, you'll get it.
The pee is silent?
That's right.
Clocks. They go back an hour this weekend, by the way. How do you know when your clock is still hungry? Because it goes back 4 seconds.
Oh, it took me a while. It's a good one.
It took you some time randomly.
The old brain was taking over. You can hear the cogs turning in there.
You must have a grandfather clock up there.
Yeah. See, the CEO of IKEA has been appointed the Prime Minister of Sweden. He's currently assembling his cabinet.
You see, IKEA's coming to New Zealand soon, eh? It's going to take them a while to put the building together, because you try putting together a million pieces with a small screwdriver and an Allen key. That's a bonus one for you. Did you know? I mean, well, you know, Oren, because you're a diver, but SCUBA and TUBA are both acronyms. Now, SCUBA stands for Self-Contained Underwater Breathing Apparatus. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
TUBA stands for Terrible Underwater Breathing Apparatus. So don't go diving with a TUBA, okay?
Terrible. Oh, okay, here's one for you. What's red and bad for your teeth?
I don't know.
A brick.
That's a good one. I've been playing a blank CD at full blast for the last 24 hours. The mimes next door, they're going nuts.
Oh, I love it. That's a good one. The other day I was driving down the road and I saw this guy. He was texting and driving at the same time. Now, it made me so mad, I threw my beer at him.
Do you know, Oren, why is love like a fart? If you try to force it, it turns to crap.
Oh. I was sitting in traffic the other day, and I thought, that's probably why I got run over.
Oh, that was a good episode. That was a good episode of the Dad Jokes. Well done. Yay! Woo! Actually, let me find my cheering. Here we go.
Dad jokes are bad jokes, but actually they're good jokes because we're dads. Tradio.
Right, mate, here's a new feature idea for you. I just want to get your thoughts on this because it may take a bit of building. Excuse the pun, but I thought we would call this, Well, There's Your Problem. It's where people could send in their DIY issues or get tips and tricks from you, you know, get some answers to their problems.
Not?
Because
send them in. They may not make any sense, but you never know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it might not work so well for me if anyone's got any issues with their voiceovers. but maybe someone has questions about, you know, are there any secrets in radio or any tips and tricks around how you build a deck? You know, that'd be something you could answer. So we would call it, Well, There's Your Problem. We'd ask the question and then answer it however best we can.
You could also feature in there if you said, Well, There's Your Problem. People could write in and tell us about random things that they've found that has been a problem. Like if, you know, your air conditioning wasn't working and you open it up and there's like a dead bird wedged in there or something like that. Well, there's your problem.
Well, there's your problem. So, yeah, it could take a bit of work. So there's a bit of homework from this episode for you, Oren. So go away and have a think about how that could work. And maybe we'll come back together in the next episode and figure out how we might run it. But, well, there's your problem. That could be a new feature on Tradio.
Building a deck, I reckon, could be just keep getting bits of stick and cutting them to the right length and nailing them together, and eventually you'll end up with a deck.
There you go. It's got to be something that's easily explainable in a short time. imagine if we just did a whole episode on, Well, There's Your Problem. And for the next 7 hours, Oren's going to explain step by step how to build a deck. Oren, the podcast is yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, we might settle in, boys. We might be here for a while.
Oh, dear. Anyway, that's an idea. So we'll see how we go. We'll congregate in the next episode and make something a bit more official.
That's right.
Like if you can't shit and you're constipated, well, there's your problem.
We can fix that for you. Get the garden hose. This is the self-enema kit.
Well, there's your problem. It was a very good episode, mate. Always good to catch up, even though we've been doing episodes once a month instead of twice a month. But that's the way things go. Life gets busy.
Yep. We'll try and get here again in a couple of weeks. My time's starting to free up a little bit more at the moment. Like,
yep.
I've just had so much on lately. It's just sort of now weekends are pretty much going to be free, hopefully. So, and should free up my Mondays and that.
Yeah, very good,
so we should be able to fit them in.
Oh, well, I'll just crack one more. And bid
just
you
crack
adieu.
Crack one off, mate. Crack one off.
Well, there's your problem. I'll leave you with this wee thought for the day, right, as I like to do at the end of every Tradio episode. You may have seen in the news recently how a lot of rainbow crossings, which represent the LGBTQ plus community. Personally, they don't bother me. If they want a rainbow crossing, they can have a rainbow crossing. I mean, as long as you get across the road safely, who gives a fuck what's under your feet, right? But
as long as it's the right colour and someone doesn't not stop.
Yeah. But rainbow crossings. There was one in Gisborne and there was one in Auckland that were painted over in white at the start of April. So someone who's obviously against them has gone and painted over them. And one of them was done allegedly by a group linked to Destiny Church.
Yeah.
Which is run by that complete knobhead Brian Tamaki. So they put their hands up and said, oh, yeah, we're linked to Destiny Church and we painted over the Gisborne one.
Yep.
And it got me thinking, if we started to paint potholes rainbow, will Destiny Church fix them?
Maybe. We need someone to fix them because the bloody roadworks guys aren't doing it. Yeah.
I mean, being as it's a free service, they seem to be quite handy, so...
I saw a comment on Facebook about it the other day that made me laugh. It said someone had put on there, thanks Destiny's Church for undercoating the new, for putting the undercoat on the new crossing.
Yeah, it'll make the colours pop on the repaint. Yeah. Oh, shit, all good. Right, mate, well, good to catch up anyway.
Yep, no worries.
Go and do your thing, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, I suppose I should go and see what my wife's doing.
She's probably like, it's Friday night. Where the fuck is my husband?
Nah, she's probably Friday night going, fuck, this is good. The kids are gone to bed. Husband's out in the shed. I'm lying on the couch drinking wine, watching a movie.
My wife's probably doing the same. Yeah, mate, I think we've got a problem.
Yep, we've got a problem we need solving.
All right, mate, take it easy, eh? We'll catch up soon.
Okay, catch you later.
See ya.
See ya.